You are listening to Long Innings, brought to you by Cricket Next. On this episode of Long Innings, we take a look at the India 2007 debacle.
Being called a world champion is the pinnacle of every sportsman's career. No matter how many smaller tournaments or competitions a player wins in an individual sport or in a team sport, being crowned a world champion is the ultimate achievement. The only sport in which this is not true is tennis, where winning Grand Slam titles is more coveted than being ranked number one or winning the ATP World Tour Finals. In an individual sport, it is relatively easier for a player to focus his energies on being crowned a world champion. In a team sport, there are many other factors at play, like the caliber of the remaining players in the team. For example, Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi have never won the World Cup in spite of being the two best football players of their generation. In spite of their countless achievements at club level, there will always be a tinge of sadness and regret that they have not won the ultimate accolade in football. The Cricket World Cup is an event that happens once every 4 years. The same core of players might not be available to play for the country 4 years later due to issues of form and longevity. The average lifespan of a cricketer is around 10 to 12 years, and this applies to those who are good enough to play regularly for the country for this period of time. Sachin Tendulkar played for India for 24 years, but he was among the greatest cricketers of all time and an outliner. Along with Javed Miandad, he holds a record for playing in the most World Cups with 6 to his name. Even celebrated cricketers tend to play just 2 or 3 World Cups. Therefore, it is vital to make the most of that opportunity and give the utmost to win the title. In cricket, Ricky Ponting, Glenn McGrath and Adam Gilchrist have won the World Cup 3 times, while there are a number of cricketers who have been crowned world champions twice. In this podcast, we focus on India's debacle in the 2007 World Cup held in the West Indies and why it still rankles a lot of the top Indian players who participated in that edition. To win a World Cup, you need a talented and capable squad, and you also need the rub of the green in crucial moments. There is no fixed formula for success, but the least that a team can do is give their best to make the opposition beat them rather than shooting themselves in the foot. The 2007 World Cup was Tendulkar's 5th World Cup and potentially his last, as he would be almost 38 for the 2011 World Cup in India. He had suffered disappointments in his first 4 attempts and was keen to lift the trophy in what many felt could be his last World Cup. In the previous edition in 2003, India played good cricket throughout the tournament only to implode in the final. Moreover, the squad that India had in 2007 was well balanced and ticked most boxes. Therefore, it was only natural that they would want to put on a good show and give a good account of themselves. Even though losing in a final is sometimes more heartbreaking than losing right at the beginning, India lost 2 matches to Bangladesh and Sri Lanka in the initial stages and because of the format of the tournament, were ousted without even reaching the Super 8 stage. John Wright was the coach of the Indian team from 2000 to 2005 and shared an amicable relationship with the players. He was like a brother or father figure to the players and did his job without being officious or overbearing. All the Indian players had good things to say about him and he left on a good note. He was succeeded by Greg Chappell. It wasn't long before there were reports of acrimony between Chappell and the players. Most players felt he shared what happened in the confines of the dressing room with the media, which is a strict no-no in cricket. He also put the players through a punishing physical regimen, which did not go down well with the team. A coach is not supposed to be a yes man, but is supposed to inject fresh ideas in the team and help them grow as cricketers under his watch. But Greg Chappell was perceived as exceedingly didactic, a trait that did not go down well with many of the senior players in the team. He tried to get Virendra Sehwag to change his technique, which was strange given Sehwag was doing very well with his unique style of batting. Greg also got into a now infamous altercation with skipper Sourav Ganguly and sent an email to the BCCI claiming Ganguly was not fit to lead the team because of his struggle with his personal form. In cricket, a captain rules the roost, and while a coach should not be subservient to him, he should not try to impose his views on the team in a manner that erodes the authority of the captain. When Ganguly was dropped from the team, many pundits felt it was Greg's doing. While it would be unfair to lay the entire blame on Greg, it was no secret that the coach did not want Ganguly in the team. It says much for Ganguly's determination and resolve that he made a comeback into the team. Ever since Tendulkar was first promoted to open the batting in New Zealand in 1994, he made no secret of the fact that he prefers to open the innings and not bat at the number 4 position. John Wright was amenable to reason and was okay with Tendulkar opening the batting. However, in Greg's reign as coach, Tendulkar was made to bat at number 4. Looking back, it would have been wrong to blame India's exit solely on this, But there is little doubt that it contributed to the ill feeling in the dressing room. Tendulkar himself felt that if he opened the batting, he could dictate terms to the bowlers, whereas if he came in at number 4, he had to react to the situation. Even though VVS Lakshman was not in the ODI team, Greg wanted him to consider opening the batting in tests, which VVS was totally against and he refused, as he had not succeeded in his previous stint as an opener. Greg allegedly made a veiled reference that Lakshman's place in the team could be under threat. Greg's older brother Ian Chappell, a fine and successful captain, has always said that a team can only be run by the captain. However, Greg tried to run the show himself, thereby undermining the authority of the captain. It didn't help matters that India skipper Rahul Dravid was a mild-mannered person. Dravid failed to assert his authority or ask Greg to leave the running of the team to him. Worse, Tendulkar claims that Greg tried to remove Dravid from the captaincy before the 2007 World Cup and suggested to Tendulkar that he should take over the reins of the team, a suggestion which Tendulkar refused immediately. Chappell allegedly said, and I quote, "Together we could control Indian cricket for years," end quote. In his autobiography, Sachin wrote that Chappell was a, quote, "ringmaster who opposed his ideas on the players without showing any signs of being concerned about whether they felt comfortable or not," end quote. So disgusted was Tendulkar with Chappell's suggestion that he said, and I quote, "I suggested to the BCCI that the best option would be to keep Greg back in India and not send him with the team to the World Cup," end quote. Talk about a negative dressing room environment. Tendulkar has suggested to the board that senior players could take control of the side and keep the team together. That's not what happened, of course, and the 2007 campaign ended in disaster. One must bear in mind that India had a great team that year, with an array of gifted players, and were expected to do well in the tournament. The format of the tournament was such that a team could at best afford one bad game in the initial three pool matches. It was unlike the format of the 1992 and 2009 World Cups, where every team played against each other. In the 2019 World Cup, all the participating teams play a minimum of 9 matches, so there is ample opportunity for a team to recover in case they have a couple of bad games. All these factors and the fact that the coach was at loggerheads with a lot of players meant that there was a lot of tension and ill feeling among the team. It was one thing to be beaten on the field by a team that plays better cricket, but to implode and shoot oneself in the foot because of the off-field issues is something that still rankles a lot of Indian players. Tendulkar and Mahendra Singh Dhoni have won many laurels for the country, and yet they both consider the 2007 World Cup disaster to be the most disappointing cricketing moment of their respective careers. Tendulkar, who rated the first round exit in 2007 as the worst moment of his career, said the debacle was because of the batting order not being right. The Master Blaster said, and I quote, "It was a big tournament and we had a fantastic team. Everything looked well set, but I felt our batting order was not right. This was one of the reasons behind India's early ouster. The 2007 World Cup debacle was even more disappointing than my two failed stints as India's captain. We were in the West Indies for 2 days after we lost, but I didn't leave my hotel room after we lost. I was in no mood to do anything. It was such a massive disappointment that I didn't feel like doing anything in those 2 days. It was tough to get that out of your mind and move on to the next tournament," end quote. In fact, just after India's ouster, he got a call from Vivian Richards. The West Indian told him such moments are part and parcel of international cricket and that he still had a lot of cricket left in him. Richards advised Tendulkar not to retire at that point. Tendulkar called 23rd March 2007, one of the worst days of his cricketing career, and equated it with India's failure to win the 1997 Johannesburg Test because of rain. The failure to chase down a target of 120 in the Barbados Test in 1997 and India's loss to Sri Lanka in the semi-finals of the 1996 World Cup. Dhoni has also publicly stated that the reaction that the Indian team received at home after the tournament played a big role in shaping his personality as a cricketer. "At that point of time, when we landed, we had to get out in a police van. I was sitting next to Viru, Virendra Sehwag, Paji. It was evening or night time," Dhoni said during a press conference in New York in September 2016. "And, you know, the media cars around us with their cameras and the big lights on top. It felt as if we had committed a big crime. Maybe like a murder or a terrorist or something. We were actually chased by them. That actually had a big impact on me, and I channelized the aggression to become a better cricketer and a better human being," end quote. One repercussion of the early ousters of India and Pakistan from the 2007 World Cup was that the ICC changed the format of the 2011 World Cup, ensuring that top teams got to play a minimum of 6 matches, thereby almost ensuring their progress to the next stage. India went on to win the 2011 World Cup at home, exercising the ghosts of 2007, but not fully if we go by how much of a raw wound it remains.
This podcast was brought to you by Cricket Next. Thanks for tuning in.